absolutely massive pompano, been in the 15 kg mark.
Some big shad coming out on lures and live bait, 79 centimeters, was a rocket.
With a 179.8 kilo Zambezi, we are training for the bigger fish that are coming through this winter.
There you go, buddy. Hit it now!
This is the Angler News SA podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
Hey, and we are back. Guys, it has been a week off where there's been more quality than quantity. Now, don't get me wrong, there has been fish throughout our entire KZN coastline. In fact, the fishing has been hotter than the weather. However, guys, it wasn't as wild as the week before, but the catches that came out were absolutely humongous. Massive shad, massive sharks. I'm going to get into all of it. But before I do, I just wanted to share with you that, you know, I was getting ready for today's show, and I usually got some music playing in my studio before I kick it off. And the song that came on was Dua Lipa's Training Season. Now, the reason why I'm bringing that up is because as I'm listening to this, as I'm looking at the title of the song, it occurred to me that that's exactly where we are now. We are training for the bigger fish that are coming through this winter. And this week's reports has been evident of that. So guys, we thought that the South Coast was the area that was producing the fish, right? And there comes our very own Angler News reporter, Mr. Mike V, with a 179.8 kilo Zambezi out of the North Coast. That was pretty much what we are calling the catch of the year, and it's our very own guy. So big up to Mr. Mike V. Rock and Surfside, guys, it has been performing. I mean, huge shout out to the kids from Kloof High School who brought in 49 greys just out of our Durban Beach outside Moyo's Pier, right? On the offshore side, tuna has been scarce. However, the snook and the kuta has certainly made up for that. And where the bass has been quiet on the Midlands, the trout, the brown trout more specifically, and the carp has been making up for that. So, as always, we are going to be telling you about all of this in great detail and where these hottest feeding zones has been. But before we do, special thanks to our sponsors, the Kingfisher. And these are the stores that you really want to visit for the fish that are coming on the bite.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialists. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to kuta, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. So guys, just a couple of announcements before we kick off this show. Firstly, I would like to say, if you haven't heard it by now, guys, on Friday mornings at 6:40, I am on the East Coast Radio Breakfast Show giving you your weekend forecast within a minute. So this report comes through like super fresh, right? I mean, I got my reporters telling me about the water, the weather, the wind conditions at 5 a.m. in the morning. And I deliver this straight onto the Breakfast Show on that Friday morning to tell you exactly where you should be heading. Now, this show is generally between 20 to 30 minutes, and our reporters really break it down as to the areas you need to go and fish. But if you want that quick, fresh fishing report, well, guys, Friday mornings, East Coast Radio at 6:40, that's where I will be telling you what I hear about on that Friday morning. So if you're going to get any fresher news than this, well, guys, it is still swimming. So really, East Coast Radio, Friday mornings, fresh fishing news. Now, secondly, I would like to remind you that we have two podcasts a week on our channels. Guys, under ecr.co.za, click on the podcast. You will find all our shows. Go onto my website, Angler News, and you could find our shows there. And you know what? If you are listening to this on Spotify or iTunes, well, hit that rate button and let us know in the comments. We have got a competition going on. It's a Maruti competition. There are 52 shirts we have for this year. We are giving away one shirt every week, and you will be the only person with that design to have that shirt, right? So make sure to go and rate and comment, and you could go into this randomizer where you could be the lucky winner for this week's one. Now, speaking about that second show, right, and this brings me to my third announcement as well. This week on the Angler News podcast, we interviewed Mr. Jace Govender, and he gives us a guide as to what it takes and how to land a 300-kilo monster. So you definitely want to give that a listen, guys, because the big fish are coming. Now, let's get into that big fish. Let's kick it off down the South Coast where we usually do with our South Coast guru, Adam. And this is the Lower South Coast Fishing Report for this past week.
Good day, Vinesh, and fellow fisher folk and women out there. I hope all the listeners have had an awesome, epic week. And I hope guys have been managing to catch some good fish, because things have not been doom and gloom on the South Coast, because that purple patch, which I'm now sure is a diamond, Vinesh, of the non-eds on the South Coast, is still happening. But the fish haven't been thick and wild. Things haven't been swuck either, though. So fish are here, but they're not in droves. Now, I've heard of some reports of further north coast where certain areas have been getting a lot less fish to almost no fish whatsoever. That is not the case down in the South Coast. I can assure you that, Vinesh. You can pretty much pick a good, decent spot, some decent water, you know, deep areas, and you're going to get yourself a good fish. So it hasn't been that bad just yet, touch wood, on the South Coast, Vinesh. But just to get into the catches of the week, we've had some good-sized hounds, a couple of greys, a few small lessers, some brusher, bream, blacktail, carrows, and a lot of smaller cob with a few bigger ones in between. So very nice to see a lot of cob still around. You know, anywhere from 60 centimeters up to your 4-5 kilo range too. A nice surprise now and again, 10 to 12 kilos. So good to see that those cob are still around. We've also had some lemon bream, funny enough, and some decent-sized crayfish. And a few barbel in the mix just for, you know, show and tell, because a barbel is a barbel, Vinesh, whether it be a fish tail or an eel tail. I've also seen a couple of rubber lips, believe it or not, a few small Scotchmen off the bricks, which is just crazy. And, you know, just fishing's been sort of very mixed bag, you know, but the water temp has been hovering. It's been up and down and, you know, it's been a bit cold lately. We're definitely moving into the winter season. You know, it's getting a bit more cold in the morning. We're needing an extra jersey to keep our bones warm, Vinesh. So we are heading into that. And I think we need to start realizing we're getting into winter, guys. That's not one of my favorite seasons, though, Vinesh. I'll agree to that. I don't like the winter. I prefer the summer, but it is what it is. Moving over to shad and garrick, and particularly shad. We've had a few garrick popping up, as you've seen, Transkei area, moving up to Durban, you know, Lugs, Blue Lagoon, as it's called, as we know it, and a few down here on the South Coast. It's not wild yet, but they're coming through slowly but surely. But the shad is the topic, because there's two things. Shad is money. You know, when the shad come on the bite, they're thick and fast. It's baits from Japanese mackerel to sards to red eyes, ground bait, top bung, drift, spoons, spinning tackle, the normal bait setups. You know, it's live bait traces, because the guys will put on a live shad for that garrick or for that cob or that kingy or that shark. You know, it's shad bring in money. You know, it's combos, it's everything. So I'm hoping we're going to have a proper shad run. Now, the second thing is there's this wives' tale, if you wish, guys. I know some people believe it to be the truth or facts, and I can't disapprove it at this stage. But when the aloes bloom, we get shad. And it's the start of the shad season. The shad will start coming on the bite, and they will get thick and fast like usual. Now, some certain spots on the lower coast, we have seen some aloes bloom and we've had some shad, but they have not been thick and fast. But alas, it is only the beginning of the season. So I am hoping that we are going to have a good shad run, because if we do, everything else comes with it. And it brings in money for the tackle stores. It brings in money to gentlemen's pockets, as we know. And it just helps with everything. So I'm really hoping for a good shad season. Holy cow. Now, moving down to Port St. John's, guys are still getting grunter and cob down there, with sards still being reported, Vinesh, in the Transkei area. So the future is looking bright, Vinesh. Plus, moving into winter, obviously, our freshwater side, you start getting some bigger bass. They get a bit more sluggish. We start fishing a bit more finesse, a bit more slower. So we're going to start moving into that season freshwater side, but we will touch on that next week, Vinesh. Just a quick one on the weather, guys. Friday, we've got a southwester blowing 25 k's per hour plus, with some ground swell for most of the weekend and a wave height hovering around 2.5 meters for most of the weekend.
Saturday afternoon, there will be an east wind turning into a northeast for Sunday RV with the gusts around 20 k's per hour plus. So it does look like we're having a bit of a mixed bag in terms of the wind direction for this coming week. But again, guys, it's just a prediction. It could change just like that. So never know what's going to happen. The best bait is the bait that's in the water, whether it be artificial or just fresh mackerel, fresh sards, whatever it may be. But definitely, Chock is still working on the coast, guys, especially for those non-eds. Otherwise, Vinesh, I hope everyone has an awesome weekend out there. Stay safe, tight lines, and let's see those catches.
Thank you, Adam. Now, guys, speaking of let's see those catches, you have to see these catches. It's on our YouTube channel, Angler News South Africa. All these images are there, those fish that Adam is talking about. Go and check it out if you want to see what's coming out. And like you said, you know what? These are just predictions of the mixed winds. But those winds are not all doom and gloom. It's not all that bad because there has been fish coming out. Now, this weekend's weather is pretty much a mirror version of what we had last week. Friday night is going to be the night to fish because we're coming out of 3 days northeasterly. It's going to switch to a southwest on Saturday. The water is going to get cooler and it's going to start to clear up. And Sunday, we are bound to get fish again. So let's see what happens. Now, speaking about more fish, moving on down to Warner Beach and Amenza and Toti, we are with Gary, where he has seen a couple of fish this past week as well. So this is his report of exactly what's been going on.
Good afternoon, chaps. It's Gary from Kingsborough. I'm just up from the beach. I see it was okay this morning again. Still got a funny sort of greeny-brown color that comes up with the drop of a hat, but the small fish biting all along, all stumpies. I heard a decent tarpon came out and spooned around the Foster Road area. About a 2.5-3 kilo one. There have been a couple of grey sharks, a couple of stumpies here and there, shad, sort of also here and there, you know, a few coming out, three or four coming out in one place, and then at another time. But some red eyes have been coming into the shops. So there's some off Uncle Barber and off Durban now, little red eyes. Other than that, quite a few porpoise going virtually every morning, groups of about 50 or so going south. This morning's lot was right on the back line, you know, a few fish here and there, but one. I think with the next spring tide, we might get an influx of a bit of more consistent along the stretch. Until next week then, tight lines to you all.
Thank you, Gary. I'm glad to hear there's been some fish coming out from your area, my friend. And that shad that he is talking about, guys, they were at some beautiful sizes as well. Those grey sharks definitely provided some action. So, yeah, Warner Beach looking pretty favorable over this past week. Now, let's move on down to Durban, where we with our winner of the week, Mike V, with this week's fishing report, and he is talking about some serious action that we've experienced off our Durban beaches over this past week. And not just the beaches, he is talking about the harbor being on fire at the moment with some beautiful sized grunter and the offshore still performing. And following him, to reiterate what's happening on that offshore side, we have Mr. Brad Krobler.
How's it, guys? Yes, this weekend was a great weekend for angling, rock and surf, paddle skis, ski boat, everywhere. Guys got good fish all over. On the rock and surf side, there was a lot of grey sharks around Durban, from Anstey's, that side, right through to Glenashley, Virginia, going right up to Floaty, La Mercy, that side. Those were catching greys on the beach. Between that, they were getting some nice diamonds. There was odd sandy, one or two small honeycombs around as well. Edible side, there's some big shad coming out on lures and live baits. I saw a picture of one was 79 centimeters, I think. It was a rocket. There's a couple cob in the mix, couple grunters, stumpies, all those sort of things. On the paddle ski and ski boat side front, the guys are still getting their fair share of snook and cooter. Not as wild as it was. It did slow down a little bit, but they're still getting some lovely, lovely fish. The bottoms, when the water's been cool, has been amazing. So getting some lovely rock cod, slingers, all those things. Durban Bay was quite hot on the weekend. A couple good-sized grunter came out. Some lovely kingies up to 5 kilos as well. One or two small springer, nothing major, but they were there. Well worth going there to have a look. Guys, have a cracker week ahead. Thanks, man.
Well, good day, guys. Brad here, Linsky Fishing Charters. The ski boat fishing report for the last week. Well, guys, yeah, the bottom fishing has still been pretty, pretty good. There's still quite a few nice rock hards around. Fieldbeck are starting to show their faces around. There's a couple of yellowtail. But yeah, the nice thing is happening is the winter game fish are starting to arrive. So there's been some garrick coming off the Blue Lagoon area. Just remember, guys, be careful. Don't get turned upside down. But yeah, guys, have fun out there. The weather It's looking better for the weeks to come up. Tight lines, keep it up, and speak to you next week.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. What a great week of fishing out of our Durban waters. Once again, huge shout out to Mike V. What an amazing, beautiful catch. I was absolutely jaw-dropped because I didn't realize we could get a fish out of these waters this soon in the season. Guys, certainly the catch of the year for me. And I mentioned it at the start of the show. I have to mention it again. The kids from Kloof High School. Wow. With all that gray sharks, all the diamonds that came out Friday night last week was absolutely epic. And guys, I can tell you, the same area this week, outside Moyo's, you are going to have the same action. So make sure to get out there and get fishing. And moving on to Brad. Brad, thank you so much for that report. And this week, we were fortunate enough to do a podcast with Brad. And that podcast is based on things you should look out for or things you need to know when you are booking a charter. And not just off Durban, off the whole of South Africa. So that will be dropped next week or the week after, one of the two. But that show is coming out very soon. So keep an eye out for that. And the way to keep an eye out, follow, subscribe. All right, now that rounds off our South Coast and Durban report. Moving on up to the North Coast, we are with Jesse with a fantastic educational report. So guys, here is Jesse from the Kingfisher, Bolito, and Salt Rock.
Morning, guys. Hope everybody's doing all right and catching fish. We've had a bit of a quiet week so far. I think after the decent fishing that we had last week, only certain species have maintained our catch rates. I think if we take a look at last week's report, if we compare the catches of stuff like cob, your snapper salmon, all of your salmon species really, we seem to have had decent catches there this last week. And it seems to be, as I said in the last report, here to stay. Going into winter now, with the last rain that we've had, it's definitely winter. You can feel that the start of the really cold evenings pull through now. I think we're going to have the cob basically here throughout, and that's good for the anglers because there hasn't been a heck of a lot of consistent patterns, something that we can stick to, something that we can say to ourselves, okay, the weather's looking good tomorrow, we're going to go fish and target this species or that species. It's been a little bit up and down with that, as you would have told by the reports. I think when it comes to stuff like the shad that are meant to be pulling through any minute now, it's been a slow start, but we've had a couple very specific certain areas though, and I don't think that's going to stay like that. So you will get the big shoals of shad coming through, and basically you'll have them at all of the well-known shad spots, for example Blue Lagoon, Sharkers High Rock, etc. But the one thing that we did see that was really consistent and really good over the last week was the pompano. I've seen some pictures of absolutely massive pompano. There was one that was claimed to have been in the 15 kg mark. And if that was true, there was very little to compare it to in the photo as a reference for size. But it did definitely look over 10 kgs. And if it was up to 15 kilos, that is an absolute monster pompano. And as many of you guys will know, they're extremely hard-fighting fish. They're very fast runners. Very nimble in the water, it gives you a heck of a good fight. The one of 15 kilos on the right tackle will keep you busy for quite some time. So well done on that angler for that fish. That was a phenomenal catch. Yeah, whether it was 10 or 15 kilos, it doesn't matter. That's still a monster. We saw a lot of smaller ones as well. A lot of those kind of shoal pompano, which are in the region of 1.5 to 3 kilos. And that's been keeping the guys closer to Durban busy. We have seen a couple of them up this side as well, but not as many as down south. Kind of the piers in Durban, Blue Lagoon, the pompano seem to congregate around them. I'm of the opinion that they feed on the mussels and the crustaceans around the dolices on the south pier, on the pillars of the piers and all of that. And then that's kind of like a stop for them on their way up and down the coast, where they kind of feed up in a relatively barren area with very little rock. That's kind of where they congregate. And that's why we see a lot of them caught at one time. It's very seldom that you get one fish. You often see the guys on the pier. If you walk onto the pier, and I used to fish the piers in Durban almost every single morning when I lived on that side, we would see, you know, you walk onto the pier and there's 10 pompano lying on the pier. Very, very seldom we see one. It's not like a stumpy where you'll catch one and then that's basically it. Pompano are shoaling fish, especially in the smaller sizes, and you'll normally pick quite a few off. So if you want to have fun and do your catch and releasing, Pompano is a great species for it, especially down in the Durban area. So yeah, Lisa Pompano have been here keeping everybody busy. Closer to the site, I have seen a lot of catches of spadefish. You generally don't get a ton of them now, but you do get one or two, but there's just been a really good run of them. And the guys are catching them mainly on crab, on the small choco baits, choco red eye, prawn baits. I've caught most of my spadefish over the years on prawns while fishing for bronze bream or on crayfish while fishing for brusher. So they do love a prawn or crayfish bait. If you can get your hands on some crayfish, 100%. This time of the year, it's probably one of the best baits to use, because when you're using crayfish, you're targeting a variety of species. You're targeting bronze bream, you're targeting spadefish, brusher, stumpy, pompano, your stone bream. Pretty much everything eats a crayfish tail, or a smaller portion of it. So that's something exciting to look forward to going forward this time of the year especially. As far as the boats go, we've seen a couple of catches of snook, saw one or two queenfish. It's not really the right time of the year for them, but like I said in the previous reports, the seasons are kind of upside down and mixed up. We can't, you know, kind of get a system where we say, okay, this is what we're going to target now, this is what we're going to target then. It is a little bit upside down. So a couple of queenies there. I've seen a couple of the salmon species coming out slightly deeper. A couple of good bottom fish coming up. Kuta have been a little bit slow in the last week. I haven't heard of a ton of reports as far as kuta go, but the snook is probably what I'd concentrate on now, especially seeing as we've had a little bit of rain. The water is getting a little bit colder, and will be getting a little bit colder. So snook is just going forward. That's what I would target. And what I like to do is this time of the year, when you have the offshore winds early in the morning, a lot of kind of, I want to say, debris and stuff will come down the rivers with that offshore in the morning. And what you'll get as well is kind of like a miniature scum line, the same way you do in December off Durban. And a scum line isn't necessarily good for snook. They don't congregate around a scum line. But if there's bait, if there's little sprats or squid or whatever hanging around the scum line, especially later on in the day, not an early morning thing, what will happen is on the scum line, all of the baits will congregate around the debris or protection from the sun and all of that, because baits, just like any other fish, is structure orientated. What will happen is the snook kind of move into there to feed on those bait species. So you can quite easily try for a snook early in the morning if you don't catch anything, or even if you do, you want to try for a kuta, go out for a kuta or a tuna, whatever the case may be. And then when you come back, look for structure on the surface and go and spoon in it. And I'll guarantee some results. Even if it's not every time, if you can increase your catch rate every second or third time you go out there, you've become a better angler. So that's basically it for offshore, and nothing too exciting there. And as far as the dams are concerned, a little bit of the news that I've heard has been positive, but for the most part, it's been a little bit specifically for the bass. What will happen now is when we get rain like this, the runoff is very, very cold. So the water coming into the dams does kind of turn the bite off a little bit. It's not like in summer where the rains will generally increase the bite. You get the bites kind of dying off as it gets colder, obviously with bass, but still a good afternoon bite. And then you'll see now when the water starts to get really cold, the fish are going to start moving off into the deep water, where you will start to change up on your tackle. Start to go with the ultralight tackle, start fishing drop shot, jerk baits, Ned rig. If you normally fish a 5-inch Senko, you're going to start fishing with the 4-inch Senko. Or on the completely opposite end of the spectrum, you're going to start using much bigger baits, especially if you're on a boat and you're going to be fishing a deep offshore area. For example, offshore rocks, timber, drop-offs, that type of stuff. That's where the bass are going to start congregating. But generally what I do this time of the year for bass is I'll go into the shallows early morning. I'll throw a jerk bait around. If I don't come right with that, I'll move off into the shallows. And generally you get a good indication of when you should move off. If you're fishing and you're getting a bite here, a bite there, catching one or two fish, and then it goes dead, you know that it's time to move down into the deeper water. Start throwing around stuff like a little minnow or a paddle tail or a finesse worm rigged on a drop shot rig, or use a Ned rig. Fish it a little bit slower on the bottom. And then if that doesn't work, or the bite starts to die down even further, what you're going to do is you're going to put on something like a 10-inch worm on a Carolina rig or on a Texas rig if you prefer that.
and start fishing that very slowly on the bottom, and you'll generally pick up bites the entire day on that if you take that approach. So hopefully that helps you guys catch one or two fish this winter. A lot of guys stop fishing for bass this time of the year, but a lot of people catch their PBs this time of the year. Winter is extremely good for really big fish if you know how to catch them and if you're willing to sit there and persist. So guys, get out there, catch some big fish. Let us know how it goes. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Jesse. What a great report, my friend. I just love the educational factor that comes out of this. The Pompano, I totally agree. I fished a comp once and the Pompano came on a bite. And you're right, they do move in shoals. I got three within three baits. Obviously, nowhere near the 10 to 15 kilo mark like the angler that got the one this week, which was absolutely stunning. But yes, they are out there in shoals. Thank you for that advice with a snook feeding under the scum line. That is something that I found very, very informative. And as for that winter bass fishing, I totally concur with that. Some of my best fishing was during the winter run. I've never had some outings the way I did during winter. It was some good catches, some healthy catches. Wasn't my personal best, but a lot of good quality fish coming out of the winter bass fishing. So that rounds off up to Bolito and Salt Rock. Moving further up the North Coast, it hasn't been fireworks this week. The Triple Tail cooled down, the Diamonds cooled down, there hasn't been much activity with the sharks, not too much activity out of, with some sand sharks that has been on the bite for the last couple weeks. However, moving further up, Richards Bay and St. Lucia, well, obviously the offshore has been the talk of the town, with the cooter and the snook being the prominent species. If you are looking for that rock and surf action, well, guys, Cape Vital. That's where we've had some good action. Once again, the pommies, the speckled salmon, as well as some reports of not a lot of shad, but the ones that came out were some good quality shad. All right, so now that rounds off our saltwater report. Now moving on to the freshwater, we move on up to the Midlands with Jan from the Kingfisher Pietermaritzburg, where there hasn't been much to report on with the bass side. However, brown trout has been on the bite, and there has been some bite with the carp. But I'm going to leave Jan to tell you more about it.
Hey there, guys. So, after the fireworks of the last while, it seems that the fish have either reached satiation level or got tired of playing along, or there's something else at play. Perhaps the season is finally headed for a switchover for the long-awaited winter, although there certainly isn't any clear indication of that in the forecast. This past weekend certainly did see a dip in the weather, and expectations were not particularly high for the fishing. But there were fish to be had if you were at it, so let's get stuck into it. In the river department, there's been no further word from the scaly anglers, so onto the brown trout it is. The Natal Fly Fishers Club beats on the Moy and Bushman's Rivers showed off some of its jewels before the weather closed down for the weekend. There were no records broken, but some good numbers of fish were had. Biggest fish from the Moy fell into their 9 to 11 inch, or 23 to 28 centimeter bracket, and the biggest fish from the Bushman's came in at around 15 inches, or 38 centimeters, and all sizes down from there. Certainly enough tugs to keep the anglers busy and happy. Morning water temperature sitting around about 13 degrees centigrade and getting up to around 15 degrees on the sunny days. The bigger fish are reported to be coloured up in their best spawning nuptials, so while they can be seen, they're more interested in furthering their genetics than eating your offerings. The season is drawing to a close, guys, a mere 2 weeks left, so it's definitely time to get out if you want to wet that line on some moving water. The still waters have also been a little quieter this last week than previously, and interestingly, a few blank sessions showed up in the returns. Not entirely unusual for this time of year, and as mentioned, perhaps there's something else that the fish know about that we don't. But you have to have a line in the water if you want to catch anything, and for those that did make it out, there were the just rewards. The bulk of the fish brought into hand, taped in the 11 to 13 inch, that is 28 to 33 centimeter bracket, and along with a solid fish which fell into the 21 to 23 inch, or 53 to 58 centimeter class. That would have probably pulled the scale to around about 5 pounds or 2.25 kilos. Water temperatures are still around 16 degrees, great for the bugs, and most of the still waters are full and some are still overflowing. As mentioned last week, the winter still water season kicked off this last weekend with leg one of the Tops Corporate Challenge, taking place in the waters around Nottingham Road. The weather watchers held their breath as the pressure went to free fall at the start of the event, but quote unquote, low and slow was the catchphrase for the weekend, with some excellent results. 442 fish caught over four sessions and released, the best being an absolute monster of 66 centimeters or 26 inches, which is estimated to have tipped the scales around 9 pounds or 4 kilos. Water from the water is that green or olive is your current go-to color in the form of woolly buggers, dragon and damselfly nymphs, and some with a hot spot of color. Leg 2 takes place at the end of the month, and then we are into June, and the pace really picks up with the festivals, with the Camberg Trout Festival and the Boston Fly Fishing Festival taking place over the first two weekends. Exciting times ahead. In similar vein to the trout, it's been a bit quiet on the Western Front from the bass anglers. No word either from Albert Falls or from Midmar, but some of the Midlands private waters are providing fish. The carp at Albert Falls can be found on the surface on warm, sunny days and when there is a midge hatch going on. Although not yet fully winter, here were some tips for winter bass. Water temperatures play a big role in finding fish. The fish will move out of the shallow regions, which get colder than the deeper water. Also, the cooler the water, the lower the metabolism of the fish and the less they need to eat. In conjunction with temperature, available light also plays a significant role. Longer hours of darkness now mean that the fish have less time to feed overnight and only feed during daylight hours. So coming out at night, fish will look to feed as soon as the sun gets up. Deeper water also gives the fish chance to take advantage of verticality, that is able to move up and down in the water column to take advantage of daily conditions. So guys, let's get out there, tight lines to all, and do pop into the Kingfish in Maritzburg for the best in tackle and advice. And a reminder that our opening hours are 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday to Friday and 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. on weekends and public holidays.
Thank you, Jan. As always, my friend, a great detailed report of what's been going on along the Midland stretch. And thank you for that bass advice. When fishing is as quiet as it is, we could really do with that extra piece of advice and tips to, you know, go out and get that bass. As for the Boston and Camberg Fly Fishing Festivals, that is certainly some exciting news. We will definitely be looking out for that. So guys, stay tuned to the show. Stay tuned to that Midlands advice. More to come from Jan regarding some exciting times ahead. Now, that rounds off this week's KZN Fishing Report. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you are ready to go out there and get those rods bending this Friday afternoon. Like I've mentioned earlier, get that freshest fishing report at 6:40 a.m. on the East Coast Radio Breakfast Show. Guys, just a reminder, more podcasts are out there. Go and check out the one from Jace earlier on this week and look out for our next one that's coming out on Monday. That'll be live at 6 a.m. on Monday morning. And of course, if you are looking for this weekend's water report, Saturday mornings on my TikTok channel, you will find me heading out to a few beaches where I am showing you exactly what the water conditions are like and where I will meet a few anglers to find out exactly what's been going on. So, until next week.
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.